When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Chris in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Chris, welcome.
George, I want to mention how much Coast to Coast has meant to me over the years.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Anyway, I'll tell you about I told you before about my meeting with Elvis.
Oh, really? This really happened?
Yes.
All right.
I was in Job Corps. It's a program for underprivileged people to get a trade and then get a job. So we went down to Memphis, and we were outside the place, and we were going to be doing a parade, so we started doing these steps. It's kind of like Stripes with Bill Murray, you know. And a car pulls up, the window rolls down, guy looks at it. We had our uniforms on, which had the Job Corps patch on the side, and he wanted to know who we were. So, you know, the car went in the gate. Guard comes up and says, the boss wants to talk to you. We thought we were going to, you know, talk to the head guard or something.
Sure.
The guy might have stole some flowers or something, you know. And so we go up there, and we go in the kitchen. We think we're going to see a guard. We say, it's Elvis. He wants to talk to us.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Huh.
And we got some coffee, and I think we got, you know, we had the banana sandwiches with peanut butter, which was really great. And we started talking. We told him, well, Job Corps was what we were. We weren't a military unit, but we had on the uniforms. And so he starts asking us questions, and the guy says, well, that guy over there, we think he looks like Audie Murphy. And he looked at me and says, you do look like Audie Murphy.
Hmm.
And I did when I was young.
Yeah.
And this is like 1971. So well, what all you think about my music? Says, we all like it. He says, he doesn't like your damn Kentucky Rain song. And he looks at me and says, okay, I got to ask. You like the rest of my music? I says, yeah, I do. He says, what's this about Kentucky Rain you don't like? I said, well, I got a letter from the girl I was engaged to. It was Dear John letter. And the radio came on with Kentucky Rain. I'm in Kentucky in the rain. And I said, it just broke my heart. He started laughing, and he laughed so hard he had tears coming.
Really? That's cool.
And he says, well, son, he says, I got to tell you, it happens to the best of us, you know, but you really like all my music. I says, yeah, I do.
That is cool.
And it was a wonderful meeting, and he had a great sense of humor. And then another thing, too, is I met people close to him later on in life.
They loved him, didn't they?
Yeah, one guy was, I worked an aircraft mechanic, this guy, his father was Elvis's pilot. One day he brought in some pictures that his dad had had, and that was just wonderful. And then another time, in this bar with this girl and her uncle's there, he's a truck driver. Somehow Elvis came up and he said, well, I'm from Tupelo. He says, Elvis used to wear my jeans. What they did, they were hand-me-downs, you handed it to your neighbor.
Wow.
A lot of coincidences there that were just wonderful. But I enjoy your show.
Elvis would have been about 84 right about now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would be. He would be. And
I bet he'd still be singing.
He would. He definitely would.
Yeah.
He loved what he was doing.
dressed up in those outfits.
I got to see him when he was healthy and he was great, and just brings a smile to your.
Do you still get Audie Murphy?
I don't do Audie Murphy, but I look like him when I was young.
Now, for people who don't know, because you know he was a World War II decorated soldier during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He was big stuff then.
Yeah, one more thing about Elvis was I met a guy whose his uncle's house was behind Elvis. And he told me a story. Elvis was coming up through the backyard with a motorcycle with a helmet on. He stopped the guy and said, "Hey, what are you doing in my backyard?" And he lifted up the helmet. And it was Elvis. "What are you doing?" He says, "You can come through here anytime." He says, "What are you doing with that?" He says, "Well," he says, "I get on the motorcycle. I pop on the helmet. I go through town. People don't know it's me. I get out there."
He loved that. He loved being unidentified.
Yeah, and that was he did have a life, you know.
Yeah, that's why when he died, so many people said that he faked it, that he just wanted to go off and have his own life somewhere.
Well, the one guy that I said that was his father was a pilot told me that Elvis did fake his death.
Really?
Out of there.
Did he believe it?
Yeah.
Was he the pilot who flew him out somewhere?
His father was the pilot of Elvis's.
But, I mean, did he fly out Elvis after Elvis reportedly was dead?
No, something went on. He flew him before he was dead.
So before.
That was a fake.
What makes you think he thought he faked his death?
Well, this guy that I promised him that I wouldn't say anything.
Oh, you got to tell us. Don't tell me his name.
No, I won't tell you his name, but he made me promise not to say anything until he passed away. It was a secret. So he passed away of cancer a year ago, so I finally spoke about it. But, yeah, there's the fact. I believe he did. If you go back on YouTube and look what Mac Davis said with his going to see a movie with Elvis, you can understand that he knew he was surrounded and he had to get out of it.
You think he faked it?
Oh, yeah, definitely did.
You think he's alive now?
I don't think so. There's a guy called Bob Joyce that's out there. They think he might be, but the years don't match.
Yeah.
Because he would be 85, but Bob Joyce might be Elvis's kid because Elvis in 1956 would have been out around Texas, and that's quite possible. But, it's, you know, if he did, you feel great about it, you know, that the guy did, if he did, you know.
Well, if he did, it's his business, I guess.
Well, you got to feel happy for him that he realized he was surrounded and needed to get out. There's a movie that's really good called Bubba Hootech with Bruce Campbell, and it runs on the conspiracy theory that Elvis died and was in a nursing home, and he had this other guy take his place. It's a great movie. You ever get a chance?
Interesting. Okay. Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, we had those rumors all the time. Well, there were rumors that JFK, John F. Kennedy, was still alive and, you know, in a vegetative state in some place. No, he got killed too. And I think most of these cases, if not all of them, the person died. I do.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "Free This Week" into your Xfinity voice remote.